and is Transco All-American. The boys have flown south from Hollywood across the international border into Mexico. We meet them at the casino of that very popular resort, the Monte Carlo of America, Agua Caliente.
So this, boys, is the land of cactus and gold. The Republic of Mexico, the land of la mañana.
What do you mean, mañana?
Why, in Spanish, mañana means tomorrow. They always put off till tomorrow what they don't feel like doing today. It's a great system.
Tut-tut, don't you believe it, Jack. I walked into the roulette game, and it didn't take them 10 seconds to take $20 away from me.
Well, I hope you had sense enough to quit.
Oh, no. I played another 10 seconds and won back to 20, plus 30 more. Then I quit. So I like Mexico. It's a fine place.
Huh? Archibald is going native. Well, let's give him tambourine.
Main entrance of the casino. See that tall, sleek fellow with the Malacca cane? He's smoking a long black cigarette.
Sure enough, that's the man.
What man? Who is he, Archibald?
Moving picture extra who told Jack he was the Count de Chanson.
Oh.
The Count who borrowed $50 from Jack in the Hollywood nightclub.
And I'm gonna make him pay it back.
No, no, no. Don't get him sore. Say, let's stick him onto Slim Martin and see what happens.
Oh, that's a tough thing to do to Slim.
Oh, no. He'll be lucky to get a 5-spot out of Slim.
I know. I'll go talk to the Count and tell him we're putting up a job on our leader.
Be careful. Don't get caught, Roy.
Huh. Nobody's going to get anything out of me. Say, suppose you boys cut loose with Lolita, my dove, while I go talk to his nibs, the Count of Monte Crisco, or whatever he calls himself.
Right, let's go.
Hasn't Roy come back yet? Is he still talking to that moving picture extra who calls himself Count of Chanson?
He's coming. He looks glum, though.
What's the matter, Roy?
Doesn't the Count want to meet Slim Martin?
Yes, he does, but... You know, he must be a Mexican Count, because he said he'd meet Slim mañana, you know, tomorrow.
Oh, that's too bad. What else did he say?
Well, he's a pretty slippery customer.
I bet he took you for something. How much did it cost you to talk to the Count?
You know, it's a funny thing. He tried to borrow $100 from me.
He would.
Of course I told him I didn't have it. So he said he'd take 50 and make it square right away.
Well, what did he mean by that?
Well, he wanted to borrow $100, so I gave him 50. That leaves me owing him 50 and him owing me 50. So he said we were square and walked away. I wonder if... Oh, gosh.
You wonder? Say, you ought to make a great bank examiner. What do we play, Slim?
Well, let's play Mama Inez. Who rolls us for cash and making him come clean.
You know, it's too bad we couldn't put him to work on Slim.
Why, look, there's the Count now.
And he's talking to Slim.
Why, they know each other.
And look, fellows, Slim is borrowing some money from the Count.
There goes my $50.
No, that's my $50.
Anyway, you've learned a lesson in high finance. And if you're ever going to collect your money, just put that idea off for mañana, too.